Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants launched two chemical attacks near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 others, and causing hundreds to flee. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State for that attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned today, or tomorrow, that is, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Here is State Department spokesman John Kirby.
Now, these are clear violations of the cessation of hostilities and of the expressed commitment by the Assad regime to the United States and Russia as ceasefire task force co-chairs to provide full humanitarian access and to abide by the cessation of hostilities.
Meanwhile, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait, he says, 24 hours for the opposition delegation to show up for those talks. Spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos's announcement that he will not seek a re-election after his term expires in 2017. He's been in power for 37 years and gave no explanation behind his decision to quit national politics. UNITA's spokesperson says it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt by dos Santos to divert the public's attention from what he says has been a dismal performance on the economy and by the government. This is VOA News.